trying to think. Okay, everybody thinks they know what they want. And this is leading to the answer. Everyone thinks they know what they want. But do they really? Do they really know what they want? Everyone knows what they're doing, but do they know why they're doing it? And so few people in the modern world have the opportunities for such deep connections that in my job, which is to get into somebody's mind and to correct the mistakes that exist within their mind, I have to understand how their mind works. So step one for me is to get into everyone's head when I meet them and to analyze whether or not the processes in their brain are processing everything in a logical binary-based system, so that the choices that they make are going to be the right choices, because language is, in essence, a simple mathematical formula. I'm not saying simple in terms of easy, but it has a logical process to it. Even at the higher instinctive levels, it still has a logical process to it. And if you look at Chomsky's formulas for language from the 1960s, then all languages have to have the same base formula. So the first thing I do is I go into somebody's head and I look and see if the processes are there for logic. And that's the grammar mirror. The grammar mirror is does the answer is does the answer mirror the question? Now, if the answer mirrors the question, the person has an understanding of logic. And that's great. There are logical processes, but very often you find the answer does not mirror the question. Now, if the answer does not mirror the question, my job is going to be very difficult, because in order to learn the language, you've got to have that logical process going on. You've got to have the grammar mirror where the question and answer fit together. If I ask you a question in present perfect, you've got to give me the answer in present perfect, right? So there's a whole set of grammar mirrors happening. Now, not everybody's brain processes the logical grammar mirror. And so what happens is that I become aware when I'm working with someone if there's a non-logical process in their thoughts. Now, if there's a non-logical process in their thoughts, it's going to be a problem to help them with language before I help them with the other things that they're not talking about with other people that are important to them. There's a wall. There's very often a wall in people's minds, and they're not going to learn anything until we understand that there's a wall there. And so my first clients were clients who came to me for language, where I said something to them and they said something back to me, and I thought, what a strange response. It's like I ask, it doesn't work like this, but I see like, did you have a good day? And they'll say to me, my t-shirt is blue. Obviously, in their head, either they're not hearing what I'm They're either not listening to me. They're listening, but they're not hearing what I'm saying. Or they're hearing what I'm saying, and something is changing somewhere in there. Or there are what very often happens is there are more voices in a person's head. And I know that sounds really crazy, but psychologists, and I've learned this from doing my own research, that psychologists will tell you there are very often a series of voices in a person's head that are controlling their actions. Usually related to parental figures that or authority figures that were around them when they were younger. And these voices we carry with us in our head, and they still as you get older, you develop more of your own personality, so it becomes more hidden. But it's much more visible in children, where if you talk to a child, they respond to you with the language of their parents. They've picked up the language of their parents, and they're using that language and those processes. And that then gets fixed in their head. And if the logic and language of the parents is not logical, or if there's something missing, then they develop illogical thought patterns or irrational thought patterns. They then search for philosophies to explain those thought patterns and live their life maybe based on a process of ideas which are not logical. And this can be discovered through illogical, irrational answers to questions. And you know, you can ask a person a series of simple questions. The first time I meet somebody, I ask them a series of simple questions, and I observe whether or not the answer relates to the question. And when you start to get answers that don't relate to the question, you start to realize that this person's issue is not with language.
Okay, it began with English, and how it continued.
All my early students were like this, uh-huh. where they wanted help with. Okay, so here's something which is very simple. It's a very simple process to understand. Somebody who's 25 to 30 comes to me and I say, I need to learn English, you know, for whatever, like for my job, right? Mm-hmm. So, okay, that's great. This is my first question is, why don't you know English already? Right, because any good family is going to make sure that their child knows English, because if they don't know English, there's no chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't know English, then either they sort of say, I have no talent for this, which is just, that's just work. You just didn't work at it, so don't give me that bullshit, right? But they're making excuses already. Like, you come to me and give me an excuse, like, okay, where, you know, this is going to be a long road. Or you come to me because your parents weren't there for you in the past and they didn't kick your ass enough and explain to you how important this shit was to have a good quality of life. And so now you're trying to repair the mistakes of your parents because your parents didn't help you when you were younger. And, okay, so we've got a lot of things to manage here. So that's how it begins for a lot of people with lower level skills. Now, some people age 40 to 50 will come to me and say, I don't know English and I need to learn English. It's like, whoa, why now? What have you been doing for the last 40 years where it wasn't important for you and suddenly it's important now? So so you always have to deal with what was the person's journey? How did they get to you? What has taken them to you? And then find out, what are their goals? Where do they want to go? Where do they want to go? And then work with them on what it is that they need to achieve those goals and achieve those targets. Or what happens sometimes is to what they need to manage their daily lives, because a lot of people are looking for something that's going to give them an answer. But the answer's not out there. We all know the answer's in here somewhere, right? And we all need people to help us find that. And in the modern world, there's so much stress, there's so much craziness, there's so many other things going on around about us that forming deep connections with people, having people who really listen to us and really care about ourselves and our lives and what's happening to us is quite rare. And, you know, even our good friends have other issues, right? And so it's very important in everybody's life that there's somebody there for them, listening to what they're saying and keeping the course correction. And very often our friends don't do it because our friends are managing their own lives and their own problems and they don't want to tell us what to do. And if we have any mistakes that we make, that our parents don't correct us a lot of the time because we've got the same mistakes and habits that we picked up from our parents. So that's not going to help us. Maybe if we're really lucky, we've got a partner who's able to help correct us and keep us going in the same direction. But I think really truthfully, at the end of the day, we're all alone, like Jesus out in the desert, and we all have problems making stronger, deeper connections and understanding the personal motivations for why it is we do what we do. Now, you're a very good listener. So I think some of this makes sense to you, and you already have said some things to me which have helped me in our conversations reflect back on what it is I'm saying and what it is I do in my work, and this made me think, okay, right, so that's I need to correct that part of my thinking, because maybe there's a logical or non-logical part of that process. So like last week, we talked, a short part of our conversation was about why I stopped the parenting things. And that conversation occurred partly because of interest and connection. That's that people don't want to go deep a lot of the time. They're afraid to go deep, or the only time they end up going deep is when they're drunk.